second step, you need to start creating awareness in your day. You need to be conscious of what is disturbing you and what is not. And you need to become aware of what is creating that state of panic.
Hello, beautiful people. This is the Way In podcast. My name is Jana Saleh, a yoga therapist, a breathwork practitioner, and a partner at Lamayulu. The purpose of this podcast is to give you food for thought, as well as to share with you tips, tricks, and strategies that can help you brighten your days. Remember, the only way out is in. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you're all doing well. I've been asked a while ago to talk about panic attacks. And so I would like to do so today. I would like to bring up the subject. If we think about panic, that means we're in a state of panic. So if we think outside of our bodies, when we're in a state of panic, it means that we feel that our lives are threatened, our security is threatened. This is when we start feeling panic all around. We think of COVID, for example, and people were really afraid for their lives. So it created a state of panic. If a city is being bombed and the alarms are blaring, it's going to create a sense of panic because people's lives are in danger. So this is exactly what happens inside our bodies when we are in a state of panic attack. The body feels that it's being attacked, that it's being threatened, that it is about to die. And hence, it has to react with a state of panic for you to be able to survive what's going to happen to you. But now, the thing is, the mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is not. You can think of a happy place and your mind will believe that it's there. So the body feels that it is being threatened, not necessarily because there is a real threat, but simply because our mind thinks that there is a threat. So here what we need to do, we need to learn to distance ourselves between the thoughts that come to our mind and the emotions that they generate. So we want to distance ourselves from the thoughts and the emotions. When we identify with those thoughts, when we identify with those emotions, then we are in the middle of the pool. And anywhere we look, there is danger. We want to be able to take ourselves out of that pool, to be able to see the situation from all possible angles. Now that's easier said than done. When the body feels it's dying. But what can help us do that is the breath. Not necessarily anytime we have a panic attack, but we can start retraining our nervous system. So let me talk a bit more about that. Do you like what you've heard so far? By clicking the subscribe button, you can make sure you never miss a show. Listeners like you make this podcast possible. So really, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, let's get back to the show. When we're born, we're programmed in a certain way. And what gets programmed inside of us is the nervous system. So we get information and the mind decides whether this is happy or unhappy, comfortable, uncomfortable, healthy, unhealthy. And it's going to send a message to the body through the nervous system. So the nervous system has been programmed that if there is such an event, this is the reaction that needs to happen. So in a state of panic, the nervous system is programmed to attack. So what we need to do is reprogram the nervous system. We want to reprogram it for it not to react in such a dramatic matter when an issue arises. To do that, it needs constant work from yourselves. You need to start reprogramming the nervous system by a daily breathing routine. You need to start breathing every day. That's the first step. The second step, you need to start creating awareness in your day. You need to be conscious of what is disturbing you and what is not. And you need to become aware of what is creating that state of panic in the first place. When you start being aware of what is creating a state of panic, as soon as you feel the state of panic, before it takes all kinds of measures, as soon as you feel it, you want to welcome it and you want to stop. You want to look at your hands. You want to look at the painting that is right there. You want to come back to that moment. If this still didn't stop it, you're going to try and breathe in your belly. But then if the panic attack has happened and your diaphragm is all tight, then one thing you can do is you can bend forward in order to help the diaphragm get released. You bring your attention to your backs and you breathe there. Now, one important issue is that when we enter that state of panic attack, what makes it take all kinds of measures is that we try to resist it. And you know the saying, anything you resist persists. So you do not want to resist that panic attack. You want to welcome it as it is because it is part of you, and you want to learn to welcome or to accept yourself as a whole. What you consider to be the good and what you consider to be the bad. So when that panic attack comes, don't get frustrated. Don't get like, oh, again, oh. No. Notice it. Feel it. And let it be. Let it flow in your body. Breathe through it. And then little by little, when you start doing that, when you stop resisting, when you stop fearing the panic, you stop fearing it from coming. When it feels it's welcome and there is nothing stopping it, it will slow down. When you start realizing that actually that panic is sending you a message, and if your body is in a state of panic, that means you are absolutely not aligned with what you are meant to be doing. So that state is just telling you, please come back. You are not happy where you are, so take the necessary actions to change that. This is what the panic attack is telling you. We just need to listen. We need to change our perspective from how we perceive anything that is uncomfortable for us. We need to find comfort within this discomfort to be able to assess the message that comes behind it. And when once you're able to do that, then with practice and time, you will be able to notice the thought that creates that state, and yet you will not identify with it. You will observe it, you will breathe it, and you will let it go. So what you want to learn to do is how to remove the control from the panic and give it to yourselves. I hope that answered questions. If it didn't and you'd like to know more, please do let me know. If you need any help going through that, please reach out. There are many modalities that we can do to help. And that's all I've got for you today. I hope this was helpful. And I'm sending you kisses wherever you are. I wish you a beautiful day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to The Way In podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, we'd appreciate a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast app. But even just telling a friend about it would be very helpful and wonderful. Do follow us on social media at Lamayulu, and don't forget to visit our website at www.lamayulu.com. And once again, thank you.